Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? It is right to shout for joy, for our life is so glorious. Not only has the Lord saved us from sin, he has bound us closely together with his most glorious will. I sang a hymn and worshiped the Lord with brothers and sisters at one evening. We sang the lyrics of United with the Lord. My heart was so happy, for our life before was without any meaning and direction. But it is not the same anymore. My life has united closely with the will of the Lord. I can fight the good fight for him, to respond to his love, and build his love dream in my life, which has not been achieved throughout these generations, which is the glorious bride, the church which is after his heart. I find I'm so glorious that I can understand the Lord's heart, to stay by his side, and finish the house after his heart in all lands. Brothers and sisters, it is very exciting to step on the stage free, for the Lord has really committed us, and he is coming soon. The church will be finished gloriously. He is accountable to the end. I give thanks that the Lord has put us in this generation. It is the finishing time, and we are the last runners in the relay. May the Christians rise up in all lands to take on the glorious plan of the Lord. Should we sing a hymn to worship the Lord? It's in Songs of Love 2, Song 177. Our first stages, take up the task, finish his will. We will sing the fourth and the fifth stanzas.
We walk with joy unto the third stage. Run together this final journey. We're heart to heart, build a church he desires. Fulfilled his dream, completes the Lord's will. He will come back to receive his bride, to live with him, sweet eternity. Oh Lord, keep me till I see your face. Brothers, sisters, arise with joy. May you walk on this glorious journey. Live thou his will with a bar and the Lord. March on with him and fight the good fight. Let's so for him what's his long desired. For him we'll write the glorious last page. With our dear Lord, we'll make sweet memories.
I hope you have time to quiet yourself and respond to him. Or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to draw near the Lord face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in the Gospel according to Mark chapter 13, verse 5 to 13, verse 23, verse 33, verse 35 and verse 37. And Jesus began to say to them, "See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I'm he,' and they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of birth pains. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will deliver brother over to death, and a father his child, and children will rise against parents and have put them to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Verse 23. But be on guard. I have told you all things beforehand. Verse 33. Be on guard. Keep awake. For you do not know when the time come. Verse 35. Therefore stay awake. For you do not know when the master of the house will come. In evening, or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or in the morning. Verse 37. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. We have read in the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 12. It's about the Lord Jesus was in Jerusalem and went to the temple. And here mentioned he went to the Mount of Olives opposite the temple. Seemed as if he had finished his work in the temple. Yet the Lord Jesus was still concerned for the temple, where Mount of Olives were located opposite to the temple. I was under the impression that he was reluctant to leave the temple. He probably went to Mount Olives praying for the temple, for the city, for the nation of Israel, and for the world, for the disaster would come soon. Even he prophesied the temple would be destroyed after his death. Of course, he also mentioned his coming. The Lord Jesus reminded his disciples to take heed, be watchful and pray, for the disciples would encounter great difficulties, and it is precious that the Lord Jesus mentioned the gospel will be preached to all nations prior to his coming. I was impressed by the steadfast love of God. Do you know? The people on earth still have a chance to be saved during the 7 years of tribulation after the rapture of the church. But it will be a lot more difficult and they have to pay a high price. On the other hand, the Lord also mentioned that the Christians would be persecuted before the Lord's coming. But my heart was comforted when I read that the Holy Spirit would speak for us, for God will never leave us. In verse 11, and when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. The inspiration of the Holy Spirit will never leave us in such a difficult situation. And I feel that the Holy Spirit is very fervent. He likes to help us. He will comfort us so that we don't have to worry. Sims is telling me that I can trust in him and he will figure it out for me. He will teach me how to deal with those who threaten me. It's so precious. The Holy Spirit will work for me. The Holy Spirit will protect me quietly. On the other hand, as I have mentioned, the Lord Jesus left the temple and went up to the Mount of Olives facing the temple. Seemed he was reluctant to leave the temple. In fact, this reminded me of the book of Ezekiel. For the Israelites sinned and the glory of God left the temple. But the glory of God also remained in the temple before his departure. It seemed God was reluctant to leave the Israelites. I wonder if you can understand the feelings of God. God is affectionate for you and me, the nation of Israel and the world. He is not willing to bring grief to anyone. God does not want anyone in the world to perish and go to hell. Truly, God is trying every possible means to save us from sins. Let us come back to the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 13. We haven't read from verse 1 to 4. In fact, it mentioned a time when the Lord Jesus came out of the temple. One of the disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And the Lord Jesus said to him, "There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." The Lord Jesus prophesied these great buildings wouldn't be left here one stone upon another that wouldn't be thrown down. So the Lord Jesus foretold this temple would be destroyed. In the end, this prophecy had come true. In 70 AD, General Titus demolished the temple during a massacre of the city. When Jesus came out of the temple, he foretold that the temple would be destroyed. Jesus went up to the Mount of Olives and sat down opposite the temple. There were four disciples who were Peter, James, John, and Andrew. Then they asked Jesus when the temple would be destroyed. What will be the sign? And when will all these things be about to be accomplished? The Lord Jesus answered them, "When would these things happen?" in verse 5. Yet the Lord didn't answer them straight away in the beginning of verse 5. And Jesus began to say to them, see, the first thing the Lord Jesus emphasized was not how his disciples faced the future. It was not about what would happen in the future. How do we face the future? We have to take heed. You see, in the Gospel according to Mark chapter 13, he mentioned that we have to take heed many times and be watchful. And we have to pray as well. Hence, I realize in the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 13, is a reminder to us that the great disasters we will face will come, and many signs will happen in the last days. Not only we know what the Lord said is true, the Lord is coming soon. What is more essential is that we know how to face the end, and we know how to stand in the last days. Not that we are in shock, being discouraged or indulgent. But we know how to coordinate with the Lord. For instance, the gospel shall preach to all nations. Therefore, we shall preach the gospel to all peoples in the last days, to build the church and accomplish the will of the Lord. Hence, this chapter was about the disasters of the last days. Yet, the ending will be fantastic and glorious. At last, the plan of God and his love dream will come true. Yet, chapter 13 is only the process, and we all know the ending. We will triumph with the Lord and reign with him. The first answer of the Lord was to watch out. It proved that the Lord cares for us most. What he wants from us most is to stand firm and cooperate with him. The Lord likes us to wait for his coming and see his face gloriously. When we read in the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 13, it will be best to read with the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 24 as well. It mentioned there are the beginning of birth pains, which are corresponding to the fourth horses in Revelation to John. The white horse, red horse, black horse, pale horse. I won't go into details at this time. From verse 5 to verse 8, and mentioned that there will be deceits, wars, earthquakes, and famines. And all these things will be intensified before the Lord's coming. Because the Lord Jesus said that's the beginning of the disasters and in the original scripture refer to birth pains. It is described as the occurrence of this disaster like a woman in labor when giving birth to a baby. And the labor pain continues to increase with frequency. The Lord Jesus spoke of various tribulations in the beginning of verse 9 of this chapter. As we were told to see, my heart was chilled while reading the situations during these tribulations, which are serious and terrifying. But what the Lord Jesus emphasized is not these tribulations. What he values is our hearts that we can stand firm in adversity. We shall trust in him and the Holy Spirit will help us. Those tribulations include those coming from religion. Therefore, in verse 9 mention councils and synagogues, and we will stand before governors and kings for the sake of the Lord. We will bear witness before them. Those who believe in the Lord will suffer and be persecuted by the religion, for they love the Lord and obey the Lord. Just like those sings Peter before us, due to persecution, we can bear witness for the Lord and preach the gospel to all nations. Hence, it is an encouragement for us in verse 10. It encourages us not to be scared, in verse 10 mentioned, and which is linked with verse 9. There is verse 10 due to the situation in verse 9, and the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. I'm so grateful for the Lord, for he has need of us. The gospel is preached to all nations through us, to build a church after his heart in all lands. It is my honor, and I'm qualified to suffer for the Lord, and I can spread the good news to people in the world. We are very blessed indeed. In verse 11 mention, and when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, it could be a hint that the other kind of tribulation encountered by men who believes will come from the official, from the government, or those is powerful. The words spoken by the Lord Jesus have strengthened our hearts and kept us from being frightened and scared. He told us not to be anxious about what to say, for he will give us words. The Holy Spirit will help us with what we say, and he will guide us. You see how good it is. That is to say, we will have the presence of God, and God will be on our side in front of those who are powerful. The Holy Spirit will speak for us. We don't have to say anything. It is all right for us to keep silent. The Holy Spirit will be our advocate, and he who intercedes for us. It's so precious that nothing can make us terrified. As I've mentioned before, there are some situations which make my heart chilled, which is in verse 12 mentioned, and brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father, his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. What chills us most is that our suffering comes from our own families. The most alarming and terrifying things in the end is the ruining of relationships and breaking up of families. The father will deliver his child over to death. The children will rise against parents. It's frightening. Brothers and sisters, there's no way for us to prevent such things from happening in the last days. Yet, we can build a church at present. We can preach the gospel in order man is saved, to make the family in harmony. The parents will love their children, and the children respect their parents. The brethren love one another. Brothers and sisters, we must seize the opportunity to preach to others so that they can know Jesus, in order they love God and live in this house of God. Lastly, as I have read verse 23, verse 33, verse 35 and verse 37 with you. This is to show you all the key points of this chapter. The Lord reminded us to be on guard, be watchful and pray. To be on guard means we should be careful not to be deceived and tricked by the devil. Keeping awake means that we know when is the time and should not fall asleep. We shall know what the Lord is doing and what day it is, and how we can cooperate with him. Prayer is drawing close to God and exercising faith and trusting in God. It is very important for us to draw close to the Lord day by day, for it helps us to stand firm and not be tempted, and we know the work of the Lord and be able to cooperate with his will and to work with him in one heart. Brothers and sisters, we shall not be afraid. We are already at the last phase of the last days. We shall not be frightened by the persecution and tribulation, for the Lord is by our side. The Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts, and God is by our side. After reading this chapter, I'm grateful to the Lord that I was born in this age. It is highly possible to be raptured alive without experiencing death. We will finish the church of the Lord on earth to welcome the triumphant return of the Lord, the rapture of the church, and to have the union with him forever. Shall we shout for joy for this boastful and glorious hope? That's all for my sharing. What I hope most for you to come before the Lord personally and draw near to him, and let him speak to you. May the Lord bless you.